KB2HXS Mobile.
N0TR is very stationary.
Hey, how are you doing, Tom? I heard things went pretty good for you.
No. In the end, I guess yes. I'm home as of yesterday. Still a little short of breath and awfully weak. But very thankful to the good Lord I'm still here.
Give yourself a chance. Give yourself a couple of weeks, couple of months. You'll be just fine. You know, you'll bounce back, I'm sure. It's going to take a little while, but you'll bounce back. I'm
telling you, Dave, this one feels like I've been on the losing end.
You're in pretty good shape. Yeah, I mean, you're in pretty good shape before you went in. You weren't overweight or anything, so you should come through this and no problem.
I appreciate it. How you and family doing?
I'm good. I'm losing a repeater. I'm on down here on Pine Knoll Road down here. And just turned off at 29, and I just lost the machine a minute. No, we're all good. Life continues. I'm heading to a customer, then I got to head up to another customer, and then back home again, hopefully around 2 o'clock-ish.
Looks rather cloudy and overcast and rainy. We got 3,400 since midnight. Says it's 76 degrees, but it's 99% humidity, so it feels like 85.
It's definitely a little bit, close out here. It's a little close, you know, with what you just went through. I'd stay inside if you're so short of breath. But I don't think the breathing quality is the best in the world.
Your advice to the point, without any question. Yeah, it was up and down. I had AFib a couple of times after the surgery, and that wasn't good, and kind of an irregular heartbeat, but they got it under control with some meds, and they said it wasn't unusual, but they let me lay there in that bed, and didn't give me a bath for 7 days, and I got a great big bed sore on my posterior, and oh, does that hurt, and finally, the last day, an administrator, it was a doctor come in, and I told him, I said, they got to do something about this, and I showed him a picture of my posterior, and he says, they'll be right in. But that was the last day, but they did give me something to put on it, but man, you talk about hurt when you're just laying there and you can't move, you can't get any sleep, you know, at night. And then they come in and wake you up every couple of hours and take your vitals. But, all in all, the typical hospital.
Well, I'm glad you're home and resting, so I think better here. Yeah, I'm losing a machine down here. I don't know. I guess maybe it could be weather-related. I don't know. But the machine is very, very spotty.
That's not a good place, especially when you get near the Red Lobster. About a half a mile or a mile before you get to the Red Lobster along there by Lidl, so on 29, it starts going to pot. You're in the shadow of Paris Mountain.
Yeah, I just crossed over 385. It got a little bit better. I got to go just a little further and I'll be where I got to be, so.
Well, you got an excellent signal. Your radio's doing a fine job this morning, Dave. And I hope you have a safe day and a good day. And I'll let you go, buddy. Nice talking to you today. This is N0TR.
All right, Tom, have a good day, my friend. Get well, get better, and get stronger. We'll talk to you soon. KP2HXS.